This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa. The theme for this year's summit is solidarity, equality and sustainability. Under his presidency, South Africa has focused on key priorities, including strengthening disaster resilience, ensuring debt sustainability for low-income countries, mobilizing finance for just energy transition, and harnessing critical minerals to promote inclusive and sustainable growth. The G20, a premier forum for international economic cooperation, plays a critical role in shaping global economic stability. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the government is taking several steps to improve the lives of citizens. She stressed that skills and strengths of people must be harnessed for the nation's development. The president today addressed a special session at Prashanti Nilayam Puthaparthi commemorating the centenary of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. She paid homage to Sri Satya Sai Baba at the Sai Kulwant Hall. Appealing for collective participation, the president said, spiritual organizations, NGOs, the private sector and citizens all have an important role to play. She said India can become a Viksit Bharat by 2047 with the collective efforts of all.
Bharat Sarkar aise anek kadam utha rahi hai jisse deshvasiyon ka jeevan sugam aur saral ho tatha ve apni pratibha aur kshamata ka upayog desh ke vikas mein kar sake. Bharat Sarkar ke in prayason mein sabhi dharmar संस्थाओं, NGOs, प्राइवेट सेक्टर्स और नागरिकों को योगदान देना चाहिए. आपका योगदान भारत को 2047 तक एक विकसित राष्ट्र बनाने के हमारे लक्ष्यों को पूरा करने में सहयोग सिद्ध होगा.
Industry leaders across various sectors have welcomed the implementation of four labor codes in the country, called it a timely and essential for modern economy. They said the move will also boost formal job creation, expand social security net and streamline compliance. The president of the National Front of Indian Trade Unions, NFITU, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal said, around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector and the minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of the new labor codes.
This will serve as a foundation stone for achieving our demands that could not be met even 100 years and the global standard that we supposed to be met by 2047. On behalf of our 14 labor organization, we have sincerely congratulate to Honorable Modi ji to take this historic step, which will benefit more than half of the population.
Delhi police has busted a racket of international arms traffickers linked to Pakistan's intelligence agency ISI and arrested four suspects. In a coordinated operation, the crime branch recovered 10 sophisticated pistols, including 5 manufactured in Turkey and 3 made in China. Briefing media New Delhi today, Joint Commissioner of Police Crime Surendra Kumar said the racket had been supplying arms to notorious gangsters. He said that the network used drones from Pakistan to smuggle high-end foreign pistols. According to officials, the crime branch team led by DCP Sanjeev Yadav apprehended them from Fillore and Ludhiana when they were on the way to deliver the weapons to someone in Rohini. The third accused has been arrested from Baghpat in Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister and BJP President JP Nadda flagged off the Sardar at 150 Unity March in New Delhi today, commemorating the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Addressing the event, Mr. Nadda highlighted that a series of events have been organized across the country to honor the legacy of Sardar Patel. Mr. Nadda said that 5 processions will converge from different regions of the country at Sardar Patel's birthplace. From there, a 10-day Padyatra will commence towards Kevaria in Gujarat. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that his country is facing one of the most difficult moments in its history as it considers the US proposed 28-point peace plan. In an address to the nation, Mr. Zelensky has said the pressure on Ukraine is at its heaviest and the country could now face a very difficult choice, either the loss of dignity or the risk of losing a key partner. In men's cricket, South Africa was 206-5 against India on day one of the second and the final test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.